So in this week's parasha, the pasuk says Lo Sosifu. The Torah writes an isser Lo Sosifu. You may not add on to the words of the Torah. You may not detract from the words of the Torah. Lo Sosifu, Lo Sigru. That Aveira is written twice in the Torah. It's written once in Parashas Veschanon, in Kapitel, beginning of Kapitel Dalet, I think it's Pasuk Beis. Then again in Parashas Re'eh, in Kapitel Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah writes the Yisr of Lo Sosif. So here it says Lo Sosifu, and there it says Lo Sosif. So part of the question is, why is the Torah repeated? Why does the Torah change a language over there? It's in Lashon Yochid, here's Lashon Rabban. Parshas Re'eh is in Lashon Yochid, and Parshas Veschanon, it's Lashon Rabban. So the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh explains this of Lo Sosif, that you should not add on to the Torah means that a person should not come along and change a mitzvah in some way, adding it or subtracting. I'm going to add on more, taking two lulavim. I'm going to add a fifth section into the tefillin. I'm going to add on four, another bracha on Derechas Kahanim, or going to subtract. I'm going to take away from the mitzvah. So that's the issur of Lois Sosif and Lois Sigra, which is mentioned in the Parshas Re'eh. Rashi, for his part, quotes that sifri, which is written in Parshas Re'eh. Rashi quotes it over here in Parshas Veschanon. But the Gra in Adar Saliyo suggests that the reason why the Torah changed the language from Lashon Yochid to Lashon Rabbim, number one, and number two, that the Pshat which the Torah says is over there in Parshas Re'eh is where the Sifri says its explanation. It does not say it here in Parshas Veschanon, because it's two different mitzvahs. This over there, like the Sifri says, that a person, any individual person, is going to come and in some way change a mitzvah by adding or subtracting to the mitzvah. The issur, which is in Parshas Veschanon, is for the Bezdin to add or subtract onto a mitzvah. So we're going to add a new mitzvah to the Torah, we're going to subtract a mitzvah to the Torah, we're somehow going to change the mitzvah to the Torah. So that's the issur. So see if it's in Lashon Rabbim, because it's talking to the Bezdin, not to the individual person. So the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim in Perek Tes, excuse me, said it again, in Perek Beis Halacha Tes, talks about this Isser, and he grapples with this Isser of many mitzvah, many times the Chachamim seem to add or subtract to the mitzvahs. The Chachamim can institute a gzeira which will last forever. Chachamim can allow an Isser for a short period of time. So at that moment they're being megareya, they're diminishing from the Torah, or they're adding on to the Torah. So why doesn't that go into the issur of adding or subtracting to the Torah? The Rambam says this in the context of in Perek Beis, where he discusses this idea that Bezdin has the power to enact gzeros or tekanos, and they're binding on a Klal Yisrael. That goes into the Isser according to the Rambam of Lo Yisoser, that you the person should not deviate. The pasuk says, "The parasha shoyftim Lo Yisoser min the devar shegidul hoyim min a smaller person cannot deviate from the words of what the Chachamim say to the right or to the left." So you have to accept the Tekanas and Gzeiras of the Chachamim. The Rambam understands that's referring to Tekanas and Gzeiras as well, not just to their explanation of Psukim. So the Rambam then proceeds in Perek Beis to go through the halachas of the power of Bezdin to enact a tekana. Bezdin make an act of tekana, but there's a feedback mechanism from Klal Yisrael. If Klal Yisrael is not able to accept the tekana, it's too difficult for Klal Yisrael to accept it. So the tekana does not have effect. You cannot make a gzera which the majority of the tzibur cannot maintain. So the Rambam goes to all those halachas, and then he says at the end, since Hobi Yesha Bezin leagues are lesser davar hamutter v'yamini sura l'daris, Bezin has the power to take something which is mutter, make it osir. Chayesh lehen lahater isur yitar l'fisha, or they can permit isur mutter in a time limited basis. So Maz Shisira Hatera Loy Soysifa Lobal Secret Venom. There's an Isra being Boysif or being Megareya. Shalom Hosal Divri Torah, but only Groy Mahan. You should not add on to Divri Torah, you should not subtract from Divri Torah. So how does this power of the Bezdin fit with the Isra of Loy Soysif and Loy Sigra? So the Rambam's answer, without reading the language of the Rambam inside, is it depends how it's presented. If it's presented that this is a mitzvah of Torah, that would be an issur d'oraisa for the Bezdin to do so. So the example the Rambam gives is that the we know that in a Torah, there's an issur of cooking basar and cholov, the meat of a behemoth together with milk, or the meat of a wild animal, basar chaya and milk. There's no issur d'oraisa of cooking basar oif with milk. A person could take chicken and cook it in milk, and it's not a problem. Chum came along and said, no, you can't cook chicken and milk. It's an isser basar oif with cholov. If they would come along and say that's usser on a Torah level, they're going to be over the isser of Baal Tosef. If they come along and say that, no, this is mutter min a Torah, but we're making this gazera because we understand there's a potential for confusion, because in people's mind they refer to chicken, they refer to it as meat. So you're allowing this type of meat. So the next people say, well, you know, it says lo sevash al gadi b'chalev imo. So I see chicken is permitted. So gadi is a form of a behemoth. So maybe basar chai is mutter. Maybe wild animals, the meat is mutter. Then the guy says, you know what? It only says gadi, which is with goats. So, there's nothing wrong with cows, cooking cows, meat, beef with milk. It says, you know what? Even in goats, it says, lo sevashal gadi b'chalevimo, it has to be the same species. So the only issur is cooking goats and goat's milk. The cooking goat's meat and cow's milk is mutter. It says, you know what? It says emo. It's only if he's cooking his mamash, it's mother's. So next thing you know, if you don't make the issur of this gezeira, the Chacham said, if you don't make a gezeira of basar oif, b'chalov, of cooking fowl with milk, we're afraid where it's going to go. So we're saying it's clearly gezeira to protect the issur of the Torah. That's 100% mutter, and there's no issur of Baal Tosef. But if they would come along and say this is Asher Min HaTorah, they'd be over this Baal Tosef.
So Rebbe, I mean, there's a lot of times where there's a machlokas between different Chachamim, or in terms of whether something is an Isser D'oraisa or whether it's just Asher D'Rabban. And so would that mean that one side would say the other side is being offered Baal Tosef, or just, this is Elu Divri, Elu Kinsayim?
I would assume that they're having a machlokas. The side would say that they're wrong, but you can't say that we're being over Baal Tosef, because from their vantage point, what they're doing is the Tzivri HaTorah.
Wouldn't every case of that be that sort of circumstance of Baal Tosef? Wouldn't it always be that you think the Torah says that, and that's why you're saying to do that?
No, I think what the Rambam is saying is if the Chum will present it to the Tzibur that this is Osir, and they will not clarify that this is only Nisad Darabanan, and it'll be perceived by the Tzibur that this is Nisad Daraisa, the Chum have not fulfilled their obligation of presentation to the Tzibur. They're presenting that this is an Nisad Torah. That's what they're doing. One of the explanations to explain why we find certain leniencies in the Rabbanon is Badafka for this reason. We need to make clear that the Rabbanon is a distinct type of an Isser, different and unique than how an Isser Deraisa is. So an Isser Deraisa suffered the Rabbanon, suffered the Chumra. We have a general rule called the Tikkun Rabbanon, okay, the Deraisa Tikkun. Whenever the Chum make a Tikkun, they always make it comparable to the Torah. So why do we find that when you have a suffix in an Isser Rabbanon, it's Mutter? If you're going to make it parallel to the Issur HaTorah, every suffix that rises is always the Chumrah. So logic would have said that suffix Rabbanah should also be the Chumrah. The Badafka didn't do that, then you should understand that this is not a deraisa. The Badafka make it clear like that. The Mor talks about certain cases of Tuma that they made certain kulas in it, that therefore people should realize that if this Tuma touches Truma, so if Truma becomes Tomei at the deraisa level, you have to burn the Truma. If it's not Tomei, at a deraisa level, there's an issur to burn the truma. Now it becomes tamei rabbanon. So Chum created a madrega of tarlin, which means you don't burn it, but you can't eat it. So we're stuck with Badafka making certain leniencies to make clear to you that you shouldn't burn this. So the Chum many times will Badafka put into the rabbanon a way to make it distinct, and that it's clear that it's not a Torah issur. Because if they wouldn't do so, and the people, if they're generating a mitzvah, which people will think is deraisa, they might be over the Shabbat Tosim because they're adding on to now they're adding on to Mitzvah Torah. If they come and say, "Listen, we hold it. This is Pshat in the Pasuk," so that's not Baltosif. That they're not coming to add on to the Torah. They're coming to. They believe if they honestly believe that this is what Pshat in the Pasuk is, so they're not doing anything wrong.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to wrap my head. So what they're allowed to add is to I lack the vocabulary. What they're allowed to add is practice that people are going to do, but they can't say it's from the Torah.
Correct.
But their source to make those things is derived from their authority in the Torah.
Correct. So that's the balance over here. So this is what the Rambam says. Now it comes along the Ravid, and the Ravid says that in general, the Yisra Bal Tosef Bal Tikra applies to Mitzvah Saseh. It doesn't apply to Los Saseh. Okay? So here we're talking about this, cooking Basa B'cholov and eating Basa B'cholov. They're talking about, in Los Saseh, this whole discussion of the Rambam, Bal Tosef Bal Tikra, doesn't make any sense. So the Ravid says. Doesn't say why we should differentiate between an Aseh and a Los Saseh. So the Chinuch quotes this Ravid, and he's there. The Mishnah Chinuch says that what the difference between an Aseh and a Los Saseh is, we find at the end of Parshas Akrimos, the last the pasuk says that Ushmartim es Mishmarti. So you should be shomer that which the Mishnah is. The Mishmeris. So Chazal Darshan, that Ushmartem is referring to the Bezin, Mishmeris the Mishmarti. Create a protective fence to that which I've commanded you shouldn't do. And there are more quotes this in Yevamos in the second paragraph, and Dav Chaf Aleph. This is the source that Shlomo Melech was Goyzer the Shneers. There are women who are also on a Torah level, Arayas. And then there are relatives which the Torah did not aser, Shlomo Melech asered, because of the concern, if you allow those, people will confuse that with this or a Torah. So a man's going to marry, man cannot marry his daughter or his granddaughter. He can marry his great-granddaughter. Chama said, no, you can't marry a great-granddaughter because that's confusing. If you marry a great-granddaughter, they might marry a granddaughter. Right? So a person would do such a thing. So they said, no, a great-granddaughter is also awesome, etc. So that's called Shnius. And Moore says, where does Shlomo Melech get the authority to do this? So the Mishnah Chinuch says there's a specific tzivri hatara to create what the Rambam describes over here, a protective fence around Isurim. So how can there be Isur Bal Tosef? Right, so where is Bal Tosef? The Torah says specifically in a Mishmeris. Mishmeris is something you have to be shomer yourself from, you have to protect yourself from, you have to be careful with. So that's a Lo Saseh. Don't do this. Okay, now make a protective offense that you won't come to do that. So that's by Lo Saseh. But now, we're talking about doing an Aseh. The Torah, we don't find that the Torah commanded you to make a Mishmeris for an Aseh. Well, so what are you doing? All the Chumras are coming and saying along, well, let's add a little more to the Mitzvah. Whoa, that's Isur Bal Tosef. But the example the Rambam gave, he does not see it as being a problem at all.
Can you add to a Darabanan then?
A Mishmeris to a Mishmeris?
Well, so, no, like an Aseh that the Darabanan have come up with. So can you add, like, candles or Purim?
Right.
Can you make more
mitzvahs?
Can you make more mitzvahs out of them?
Right.
Because they're Aseh's and.
So the at that level, the Ravid was able to get to the Rambam, when you got into Aseh's. A positive commandment, you still have to differentiate between a command of the Torah and a command of the Chachamim.
Right.
If I come along and tell you, listen, the command of the Raisa Lava, you must light Chanukah. That's a problem. It's only a command at the Rabbanan level. Mm-hmm. The rabbi gets up and says, listen, Rabbi Yisai, no, it's in the mitzvah of the Raisa, you must light Chanukah.
That's a mitzvah, right.
That's a problem, because you're adding a new mitzvah to the Torah. The Russian says 613, you say, no, 614. So the Russian says, excuse me, that's not what I said. So that's where the problem comes up. Comes along the Kuzri, and the Kuzri says a fascinating thing. He says, like Chad was asking before, like we're walking out of balance over here. The authority for the Chum to do this is in the Raisa concept. Based on Loi Saser, or based on other sources, Shalavich HaViyageit, the Gemara says, two sources, Loi Saser and the Gemara HaYagidu HaYim Nismo, do not deviate from what the Chachamim say, which is understood to mean not only when they interpret words of the Torah, but if they make any form of an enactment, whether it's a gzeira, whether it's a tekana, or etc. So it's a Torah commandment to listen to them. But there's not a Nisa D'Raisa. What do the words mean? It's a Torah commandment, it's not a Nisa D'Raisa. Right? That the Rambam was saying. So how do you understand the Rambam? So the Khuzri says that's incorrect. That this about Torah about doesn't apply at all to the Tekanos of the Chachamim. Because that's their authority is vested in the Torah. The Torah says that they should make these enactments. So where's the... Of course it's the D'Raisa. Right? That's the command of the Torah. That's what the Torah expects them to do. So they're not making a 614th mitzvah. They're taking the 613 mitzvahs. One of them is commanding them to make enactments, and they're making enactments. So they're doing... This is part of number 630, of number 528, you know, whatever number you call it, right? It's not 614. This is all... So when I light Hanukkah, I'm doing the mitzvah of the Torah, number 528, to listen to the Chachamim. So it's not a new mitzvah, but it's a deraisa. It's incorrect to call it a... That we have to stress it's only Drabbanan. So
the brachas that the Chazal or Masakin, then we'd say those are deraisa then?
So it's a fascinating question. Well, we do find a concept called a Drabbanan versus a deraisa. Right? So how do you understand, according to the Rambam, it's a general question, how do you understand the Rambam says that every Drabbanan is based on Lo Soser? The Rabban argues. The Rabban says that the mitzvah of losasa, which means do not deviate, is referring to the specific instance of a case where a person who's arguing with the Sanhedrin, and he has his opinion against the opinion of the Chachamim, Azakar Mamre, and he's following his opinion against the words of the Chachamim. That's all the Torah is talking about. This, the Rabban thing, is not based on that. That's the Rabban's opinion. Rabban says no, that this pasuk of losasa, do not deviate, refers to every tekana of the Rabban. Gevaldik, kutz, it's all derisas. So what does it mean? There's the Rabbanans and there's the Raisas. So that's one of the Rabban's kashas on the Rambam. So according to you, every Rabbanan is the Raisas. So what does it mean? There's something called a Rabbanan. What do the words mean? So the question really starts in the Rambam, not in the Kuzari. It's a question really in the Rambam already. How does the Rambam differentiate? But you see, the Rambam is sort of making this balance between the two. Yeah, it's a Raisa, but it's only the Rabbanan. Like, really? Like, how do you, that's what the Rambam is creating. If you come along and say this is what the Torah meant, then you're already said the Raisa. If you say no, the Torah meant that you should listen to me as the rabbi. But I'm saying it's the rabbi talking.
So then the Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah is only in the mitzvah that dealt with listen you can make enactments and you have to listen to the teachings.
Well, that's the more
and the Vitzivanu is really on them commanding you to do something.
So that's exactly what the Gemara says it on. The Gemara says the Hechon Sivanu. The Gemara says about Chanukah. You say Asher Kidshanu Mitzvah Sivanu Adik Ner Shachanukah. You make a Bereshim commanded us to light Ner Chanukah. Where? That's the Gemara's question. Hechon Sivanu. Where does the Torah say? The Gemara says it says Lo Soser. You have to listen to the Rabbi. So the place that Bereshim commanded us is in this command. So the Kuzari is saying that these. So I once heard from a gifter, and how to eat it 100%. You need to explain a little bit. He says every drabbanon. What really he's saying over here is every drabbanon really is the chachamim's deeper understanding of what the message of the Torah was. It's not just they're adding an appendage which is like totally foreign. So I'll give you an example.
We have about 7 minutes until we should die.
Okay. So I'll give you an example. So Rav Hirsch says the following thought. There's a Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara says that we know that there's an Isra of Muksa on Shabbos. Certain things you're not supposed to move on Shabbos. The Gemara says the Isra of Muksa is connected to the Isra of Hitzoh, of carrying out. So the Rambam understands on a very simple level that the less thing you hold in your hands, the less things you're potentially going to carry. So theoretically, they should have made everything also. You should never have anything in your hands all Shabbos. You walk around like this the whole Shabbos, you never make a mistake and carry anything out. But that's not realistic. We have to eat, we have to use Svarim, so we need our forks, we need our knives, so we're not going to make you do this. But as much as we can limit, we're going to limit. That's what Rabban says, a very simple understanding. Rehearse has a totally different understanding. He says like this, let's understand, the definition of the word malacha on Shabbos, which is translated as work, is a horrible translation. Because it's not done with work, because the way, like we said, flipping on a switch is not work. And moving a heavy sofa is work. But you're allowed to move a heavy sofa on Shabbos, and you're not allowed to switch on the lights. So So what it says, the word malacha means taking the world and subjugating it to be your agent, like a maluch is your shliach. So the word malacha is connected to the word malach, which means your agent. So taking the world and subjugating it to get it to do what you want to do is taking the power which exists in the world, creative work. That's how he translated. So the Rosh created the world, and the Shabbos, we limit our ability to take the powers which exist in the world and use them for our purposes. So taking fire and making bread out of it, no, don't do that, right? So you can't do that, etc. She says, we get to all the malachas, and we can see that there's an element of creative work. You're changing, you're making a real bona fide change in something. Even the malacha of tzad, which is capturing something, all the animals the same, just now he's stuck inside the enclosure. But an animal which is free, an animal which is captured, are two different animals in a certain sense. We perceive that differently. That's also a change. You've made a bona fide change. What about the Isser of Hutzah? What's the Isser of Hutzah? The Isser of Hutzah is you take the item from inside the house to the outside of the house. Nothing changed. He says, what is that telling me? That the definition of an item is not defined by it itself, but it's always defined vis-a-vis its surroundings. Right? Because the function of an item in a private area is different than the function of an item in a public domain. So the item changes, as it were, based on not that the item physically changed, but how you perceive it. He says, what is muksa? Muksa is an item which you had no intent to use before Shabbos. And now in Shabbos, you're changing what your plans are for it. So it's, again, you're changing it, it's in a perception way. So the root of the concept of muksa is rooted in the concept of hutzah. So there's an example where the Chachamim came and added a whole new layer based on what they saw in the Torah. They didn't make up out of the thin air. They said, wow, you know, this is a message that this is the definition of an item is defined not by its physical reality only, but by how it's perceived, how people relate to it. Oh, so muksa is also a question of how you relate to it. So every derbana really is rooted in the Torah. That's an example. Shiva said that's a rule. If you're good at it, you can figure out every one how each derbana is the Chum's deep understanding of the Raisa and applying it to the situation. So that's what the Kuzari is really saying. They're not adding anything new. That's what there's only Sir Baltoisa, because they're not adding anything new. They're just expanding. They're saying this is what the Torah meant. You find such a concept by Chol HaMoed. The Torah did not even define what work is in Chol HaMoed. The Ramban says that the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to define. So there you clearly find such a concept over there. So you find such areas where the Torah empowered the Chachamim to define what reality, what the real message of the Torah is. And that's, I think, the Kuzari's understanding. So we have the Rambam, who says anytime the Chachamim would enact something new, they have to be very clear to people it's not a derisa. You have the Kuzari on the other side. The Kuzari says, no, they don't have to do that because really it is rooted in the Torah. And they're not already any isser by doing that. And we have the Ravid in the middle, which says that when they come to the Losa says prohibitions, they have a mitzvah and a Torah to make takanas, and by Aseis, they don't, and there you'd have a problem about those. Okay.